He got us into war in Afghanistan after 9/11. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. And former President George W. Bush says he is sad with the way it's ending, calling U.S. troop withdrawal that will be complete next month a mistake. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has more live.
Dave saying the consequences are going to be unbelievably bad. Former President Bush tells German public broadcaster DW News the troop withdrawal from Afghanistan is going to hurt innocent people.
Now all of a sudden, sadly, I'm afraid Afghan women and girls are going to suffer unspeakable harm.
The former president says he's worried those who help the U.S. and NATO forces, including translators, are going to be slaughtered by the Taliban. The U.S. is expected to announce the evacuation of Afghan visa applicants to safe havens in third countries. Dave?
Rachel, COVID's made a lot of things worse. And now we just learned from the CDC it led to a spike in drug overdose deaths last year. 93,000, that's 29% more than the OD fatality record set in 2019. President Biden will have lunch at the Capitol, meeting with Senate Democrats who worked out a $3.5 trillion spending plan for what they call human infrastructure, child and health care and education, and efforts to counter climate change. But Republican Senator John Barrasso tells Fox Business,
this is a terrible idea, massively expensive. We can't afford it. Realize that the taxes and regulations alone are enough to sink the economy.
Now, this will add to inflation concerns. A 1% surge at the wholesale level last month. Producer prices have risen more than 7% since June of last year. The Washington Monument reopened to tourists this morning.
The National Park Service says everyone must wear a mask regardless of their vaccination status. The Washington Monument closed in March of 2020 when the coronavirus first hit the region. It briefly reopened in October before shutting down again 3 months later.
That's Fox's Steve Rappaport. America's listening to Fox News.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group, non-attorney spokesperson.
Attention, this is an important message for anyone diagnosed with Parkinson's disease after being exposed to paraquat or other similar herbicides. Paraquat is a chemical commonly used by farmers and those that work with or apply herbicides. Residences near agricultural sites are also at risk for exposure. Scientific research showed that exposure to paraquat close to a residence increased Parkinson's disease risk by 75%. Numerous additional studies confirmed the link between paraquat and increased risk for Parkinson's. In fact, paraquat has been banned or limited for use in many other countries around the world. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with Parkinson's after being exposed to paraquat or other herbicides and suffered side effects, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us today at 800-434-3153. Our experienced attorneys are ready to fight for you, and you'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-434-3153. Again, that's 800-434-3153.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Be sure to listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances. Brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management.
Wokeness is destroying America. In just a few months, Biden has taken America from energy independent to gas running out. And now most of us are paying 50 to 75% more at the pump. Arizona, blue ain't your color. This is Dr. Bob Brandt with the Power of Five. Conservative candidates will need an army of volunteers to make this state red again and to defeat wokeness. Please go to thepowerofives.com today to find out how to volunteer.
United Nissan is making it easy to buy a new or used vehicle this summer. We've been stocking up our inventory with trade-ins, lease returns, and quality used vehicles. And now we're ready to unleash these deals in the valley. Visit UnitedNissanImperial.com today and browse our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. All readily available at the palm of your hand. Shop the car you want, where you want, and get the price you love. Come by and say hi or shop us online at UnitedNissanImperial.com.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Chatter on 560 KVLU. I am Kimberly Kale, the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, and this morning we are going to be talking about the desperate need we have right now for blood donors and the blood drive that we have going on this week. In studio with me, I have Nina Almodova-Torres from Arizona Game and Fish. Good morning.
Good morning.
Which probably everybody's like, why, that, what does that have? And I think we have Sue Thieu from Vitalon on the phone. Do we have Sue?
Yeah, so this is Sue from Vitalant.
Vitalant, okay, perfect. And so everybody's probably, first of all, wondering, okay, you have somebody from Game and Fish talking about the desperate need for blood, but Nina, maybe we'll start there and explain why we have somebody from Game and Fish here.
So we're hosting a blood drive today and tomorrow. You can, we can't take in any appointments today, but you can walk in. So you can also set up an appointment online for tomorrow. But we have it set up from today, tomorrow, from 10 to 3. So feel free to come in. We're trying to get people into the office. People who normally wouldn't come into the office, who don't hunt and fish, come in, donate your blood, and learn a little bit more about what we do besides.
Where's your office?
I don't want to say the middle of nowhere, but we're out there on 9E and 28th Street.
Oh, that's way out in the middle
of
nowhere.
It's not that far.
I mean, who goes there? It's by the railroad tracks.
It's right by the railroad tracks.
By the railroad tracks.
We are next to a railroad track, but we're about maybe 3 minutes from AWC.
And I know we are.
I was going to say, because I live right there, so I drive by it constantly, because I take 9E to get to Walmart. So
yeah, we're like right there by the community, the Seasons, right there. And
retirement type stuff.
Yeah. So, and we went out, handed flyers to our area out there, letting them know, hey, come into the office, we're doing a blood drive, you know, learn a little bit more about other things than just hunting, fishing, and boating.
But you don't do needles?
I don't do needles. No.
Well, Sue probably does.
Dude, you might do needles. You might want to stay with me, Sue. Don't like needles.
Well, I actually help save lives. The needles are so easy. I mean, it's no worse than getting your annual flu shot. It's a really simple process, but when you think about that tiny little poke, saves 2 to 3 lives, and I think it's a really simple decision to make to donate blood.
So, Sue, you know, I actually am not eligible to donate blood anymore, but I did when I was young. Yeah, I know.
Wait, you're under 110 pounds?
No. But I've received blood, and I know that Nina has, too.
I have. Being I was born with a tumor, so I've had to have a few surgeries. When I was 3, it was my second surgery. I lost a lot amount of blood. Died on the table, and they had to give me some blood. Luckily, I'm still here, and it's like knowing that I've received someone's blood who I have no idea, someone who went in, and this happened back in the early 80s. Don't know who this person was. Did this selfless thing, go in, donate blood, and save my life. And now, for me, it's like, I want to give back, even though, you know, I can't give back to the person that helped me. I can give back to someone who else is in need, someone like me, or someone who has a child that's in need. And that's just my purpose of doing this.
So how bad is our blood bank right now as far as supply? Are we low?
Well, Vitalant has been struggling throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. And, you know, even though people's schedules are returning to normal and people are out and about, we're still experiencing a lot of blood drive cancellations due to organizations that still have virtual workforces And, of course, the schools aren't in session right now, which is our largest source of blood donations. So we are in urgent need for people to give blood, of people of all blood types, but especially type O, the universal blood type used at, in emergencies.
I'm not O. Do I still need to give?
Absolutely. You know, there's 62 hospitals that depend upon Vitalant in Arizona to supply their needs, and that takes 600 donors every single day. And even though type O is a more heavily transfused blood type than the other blood types, you can imagine with that kind of daily need that we need donors of all blood types to give every single day.
Well, and Sue, if they don't know their blood type, it doesn't matter, right? Because you'll type it for them, correct?
Absolutely. And in fact, that's one of our newest benefits for donating blood. First-time donors now get to find out their blood type right on the spot. We'll do a simple blood test during their health history interview that will tell them what their blood type is. And, you know, every blood type plays a unique role. If you're AB, you're the universal plasma donor. If you're O, you're the universal red cell donor. If you're type B, it's pretty rare, so we need extra options for doctors to perform cross-matching. There's a reason to give blood no matter what your type is.
Now, if you could just help me remember once you tell me. I think I've been told many times. Maybe you could do a memory thing.
We'll actually mail you a card, and you can that will tell you what your blood type is, so you can carry it around in your wallet. We also have a wellness portal, so once you've given once, you have a profile that's going to track all your medical information that's confidential only for you. You log in with a secret password, and you'll be able to monitor between your donations your blood pressure, your pulse, your iron level. It'll tell you your blood type, your total cholesterol level, all sorts of really interesting facts that are great to have in one place over time to see, you know, how you're doing for between donations or from donation to donation.
So I get the advantage of you giving me a lot of information I don't want to know.
Well, I think it's great information, and I think it's great to know where you're at, to know what your blood pressure and all those things are.
Oh, I absolutely do agree with you. But unfortunately, a lot of people do put their head in the sand a little bit, included company, but that we shouldn't. We should know what that is and be able to tell our doctor.
Well, and, you know, if you don't want to know, just don't peek at your wellness.
There we go. Awesome.
But come give blood is the whole key. Absolutely.
There are so many different kinds of patients that depend upon blood transfusions every single day. Surgery patients, accident victims, people undergoing any kind of blood disorder treatment, cancer patients, all those kinds of patients require blood transfusions. And so it's a great feeling to know that you're making such a wonderful difference in somebody's life.
Any adverse effects to giving blood?
Absolutely not, unless you don't like feeling great about yourself. I mean, there are so many benefits. You know, not only do you get that free mini physical, you get to find out a lot of great information, including your total cholesterol level. You save 2 to 3 lives with 1 hour of your time because your blood is separated into components. And a lot of people say that it's actually good for you to donate because once you give blood, your body starts mass-producing fresh red blood cells, which the fresher the cell, the better job it can do in your body.
So can you tell me a little bit, though, because I'm thinking a minute back to it's been years since I've given blood, I will admit. Do you still have to, like, make sure you have a full meal before you go, that kind of stuff? And what do you need to do? Do you need to do any prepping before you give blood?
Yes, it's very, very important that you have a meal in your system somewhere, you know, within 4 hours before you donate blood. It's also a really great idea to make sure that you're kind of doubling up on your water intake because being well hydrated is one of the things that helps your blood donation go more quickly. And so it's a important thing to do to prepare. And then once you get there, the process is pretty simple. You spend about 15 minutes in your health history interview. They'll go over the qualifications for donating blood, make sure there's nothing in your history that would prevent you from donating. You'll get your vitals taken. Then you move on to the donation area. The actual donation is only about 5 to 10 minutes, and it's only just a tiny little pinch. And then once you're donating, most people feel absolutely nothing. And then the last 15 minutes is spent in our canteen area, having a snack and rehydrating to make sure you're feeling great before you go about your day.
Sue, I wish you were in here to see Russ's face when you said tiny little pinch. But with that, we have to take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
With the sunshine today, we'll go up to around 107. Tonight, we are looking at mostly clear skies. Overnight, low falls to around 85. A little warm tomorrow, up to 107 with sunshine. Sunny Friday, and 106 to 110 for the afternoon high. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. They're close, convenient, and known for guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'Reilly.com. I'm Jeff Eno at the Weather Channel.
Summer heat is on the way. Time to check or replace your air conditioning system. This is Russ Clark from my friends at Quick Refrigeration. Yes, new systems are still 30 to 40% more efficient than a unit 10 years old. So call Quick Refrigeration, your trusted technician, keeping you cool since 1955. Also, experts in plumbing and tankless water heaters. Don't wait until your AC system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration.
Quick refrigeration. We get you cool, crack. At Batteries Plus, we do more than fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online to save $10 on Duracell Ultra car batteries. For offer details and limitations, visit batteriesplus.com.
Back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And in studio, we have Nina Amadova-Torres. Good morning.
Good morning.
And on the phone, we have Sue Thieu. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we are talking about, again, we desperately need to refill our blood banks. We have two people here in studio who it saved our lives. So very grateful to
but
the people.
But you had to die first, didn't you, Nina? You said you died?
Yeah, I died on the table in the middle of my operation.
You're freaking me out, Nina.
Because I'm alive and I'm here.
Yeah, well, what you came back as.
Right? So it does, I don't know, for me, yeah. Having to receive blood, it does something in changes, it makes you think differently, you know, because otherwise I don't think you think about it, you know, unless it's brought on the table and, you know, or you hear a story about someone or
right.
It's happening to you personally. I mean, I don't think you really think
there's
about
no
it.
Substitution.
Yeah. I mean, and I couldn't imagine, you know, I am grateful to that person. And then after that happened, my mom started donating, and growing up, seeing
she
her,
had to be somewhat thankful.
Yes. I mean, so I remember being there with her while she's donating blood, and that's not her favorite thing to do, and she's doing it.
I can't wait.
You said you were coming in today, so I better see you there.
And Sue, good news. Nina is quite a salesman for you, and she asked me off air if I was going in, and of course, I will go in. I joke about being hesitant. I'm not a big fan of needles, otherwise I'd have been a drug addict by now, but...
Oh, my goodness.
I'll go in and get blood. It's a good cause.
Well, we're so pleased to hear that. You know, it's all about putting everything in perspective. When you think about what the patients are going through, I mean, it's so easy to donate blood compared to everything that the patients are going through to try to survive. And it's a very small gesture that makes you feel so great for doing something so wonderful for a stranger.
Should there be any hesitation because of the COVID thing? I mean, you know, people that have it think they have it or don't have it. Obviously, you don't want someone coming in sick. But what answers do you have? I'm sure those questions come up a lot.
Well, the first thing I want to tell everybody is that COVID-19 is not passed on through blood transfusion. It's a respiratory ailment. So you don't need to worry about, oh, I don't know if I've had COVID. Could I pass it on? It's not a transfusion-transmitted illness. Secondly, Vitalant takes every precaution to make it totally safe for people to donate blood. Every donor who is not at least unvaccinated donors are required to wear a mask during when they visit any Vitalant location. So you can rest assured that if you know, people are wearing masks if they have not been vaccinated. Our staff always wears gloves. The donation areas are sanitized in between donors. We are socially distanced at the blood drive. It is very, very safe for people to give blood. You put yourself at far greater risk by not donating blood and not making sure that we have an ample blood supply, because you know what? Tragedy strikes without any kind of notice. So many people who are going to be receiving transfusions today probably woke up just like you and me, thinking that they were going to go about their normal activities, and they found themselves in an emergency situation.
Well, and that was, you know, that was exactly my case. I'll say, you know, I had a miscarriage that didn't go quite how we expected, and I ended up hemorrhaging, and I remember it. I remember, and you know what? What I do remember is thinking, oh, I'll be okay because they'll just give me a blood transfusion. It never even occurred to me that it wouldn't be there.
Oh.
Yes, and it's been a tough time of year. I mean, I've never seen a summer this difficult, but we're down by about 33% on our number of blood drives that are happening right now, because not everybody has returned to normal workforces. And we're in the tough time of year on top of that because of the summer holidays.
And that makes sense to me, because Nina and I were talking, you know, the first time I gave blood, I was in high school because my school was doing a blood drive. And if the schools aren't doing them,
right now we're
absolutely
working virtually. You can't give blood virtually. You got to be there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do I get a cookie?
And you know, you're going to get all the cookies you can eat, and they're all guilt-free because you lose a pound when you give blood. So you can have as many cookies as you want. We'll have all sorts of great snacks there. And this is a Yuma Blood Donation Week. You know, in addition to the blood drives going on at the Arizona Game and Fish, we have blood drives today and tomorrow at Yuma Regional Medical Center at 2400 South Avenue A. And then on Saturday, the Elks Lodge on 32nd Street will be hosting a blood drive. So if someone can't make it out to Arizona Game and Fish, they can always just go to vitalant.org and click on Donate Blood, then search by city name Yuma, and get a list of all the blood drives and make an appointment at the location most convenient.
Reservations?
We do encourage people to make appointments, because that helps us ensure that we've got enough supplies, that the donors are spaced out so that they don't need to wait. So appointments are not required, but we do really appreciate it if people will take the time to make an appointment in advance, because it helps them get in and out more quickly, and it helps us manage the blood supply.
But, Nina, you're out of appointments at your location?
For today, they're closed, but you can definitely still walk in. Like this young man sitting across from me, he's going to walk in. I'm here to donate my blood. And
I don't want to overload your...
We have 2 days. You can come today, or you can log online today and set your appointment for tomorrow.
There is an appointment for tomorrow?
You can go online today and set up an appointment.
I'm going to make an appointment. I don't want to hang around.
You don't have you don't want to hang around in my great office with our great staff.
I thought you'd get to hang around with Nina. Come on.
Yeah.
She's been brought back.
She's been brought back.
I just would love to make a footnote. We actually have plenty of openings today at Arizona Game and Fish and at Yuma Regional Medical Center. The challenge is that once the blood drive day arrives, scheduling site closes down because they have to print out the appointment sheet. And if somebody made an online appointment today for today, our staff wouldn't know to expect them. So that's why we're saying walk in today. But if you're going to give later in the week, then go ahead and make an appointment.
You've changed my mind, Sue. I'm walking in today. I'm going to Arizona again.
Fantastic.
That makes sense.
I'm going to do that.
From 10 to 3.
I was just going to say, I was like, so YRMC is today from 1 to 5, and Game and Fish is today from 10 to 3.
I've got to do it before 3 anyway. I have dance lessons at 3.
Well, you don't have dance lessons.
Oh, my granddaughter.
Exactly.
The dance lessons are at the blood drive.
Oh, man.
So I'm looking at the schedule. So today at YRMC is from 1 to 5, and at Game and Fish from 10 to 3. And then tomorrow is in the morning at YRMC, actually, right, from 9 to 1, but then again at Game and Fish from 10 to 3. And then Saturday is 7:30 to 11:30 at the Elks Lodge.
That's correct.
Okay. And there's plenty of appointments today. They can still walk in today, no big deal. And they can come see Nina.
Yes, please, come into the office. We're here. We have a great staff. Come learn a little bit more besides hunting and fishing and boating. Learn about why we need donations for Water for Wildlife so you could save a life and save some wildlife all at the same time.
It's actually a good cause, and then we have a wonderful wildlife, organizations, out in this community. I mean, this is a great community for the outdoors.
Right, exactly. We have a great, big, huge community that loves to hunt, and our biggest problem is we don't have enough water for our wildlife. The only way we can get water is through donations and our sales from selling our licenses.
I know there's a lot of... And you get involved in building of water traps and things
like
that.
Yes, and that's where most of our money goes to, is having to build the water catchments. There's a lot that goes into that. You need tractors, pipes, concrete. We have guys out there in 115-degree weather, volunteers. We're so grateful for all of them and what they do.
And you'll find they're all outdoorsmen, too. I mean, those are...
Yeah.
Generally the guys that are out taking care of the outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Yuma Rod Valley Gun Club, they they do so much for us. A lot of people don't realize it. They do a lot for our Water for Wildlife.
Much more than the Center for Biological Diversity.
that I'm not sure of, but we are grateful for them.
But that's what I find, too. I have friends that are hunters, and they're very responsible with, making sure that
they want it for their kids or grandkids
exactly.
and everyone else.
And you can't hunt if there's no wildlife. You don't have wildlife unless there's water.
Right. And they protect the animals anyway. And and harvesting animals is not inconsistent.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We totally got off topic, though. Which
doesn't matter. She's fishing game. It's okay. We're going to be using her pad.
There we go. That's awesome.
Yeah, so please come in today, tomorrow, donate blood, and learn about saving wildlife.
So I have a question about the YRMC one. Where at YRMC do they need to go?
I think if they just check in at the front, I'm not sure of the exact location, but I will, while we're talking here, I will try to look online and let you know to see if it has a absolute location.
Okay, I'm sure if they ask at the front desk, they'll know.
Yeah,
they'll have signs all over YRMC, but I will log on.
It is.
It's a big campus. If you know exactly, it saves a little hassle.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I'm like, okay, well, YRMC is a big place.
Sure. So, in fact, it's a great time to take a break for you. She can do
okay,
that.
Well, and then we have to say goodbye to these two, but please, please.
Thank goodness.
No, well, you're terrible. I'm like, please, today at Arizona Game and Fish and YRMC, tomorrow at Game and Fish and YRMC, and Saturday at the Elks Lodge, please, if you're eligible to donate, please do.
And Sue, if you can get that exact information, you can text it to me. You got a pen?
Yes, I do.
It's 928-941-0304. Now, it's my personal number, so don't give that out, okay?
Over the radio.
Got it.
Got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, as Sue did... I'll text you within the next 5 minutes the exact location of the YRMC blood drive, so all your listeners will know exactly where to go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and we have to go. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU.
You send your children to school to learn math, science, and other courses that help them succeed. But not everything can be learned from books. That's why in-person school is so important in a child's development. When attending school in person, children learn confidence. They learn how to lead, how to make friendships that'll last a lifetime, how to discover and grow. Those are some of the life lessons that only happen in person. To help your child get ready for in-person school, visit readyforschoolaz.org.
Introducing the newest and largest Toyota dealership in Imperial Valley, United Toyota. With hundreds of available new and pre-owned vehicles, United Toyota has a car, truck, or SUV for every lifestyle and budget. Looking to sell or trade your car? We're always in need of quality used vehicles and will pay top dollar for yours. Our local professionally trained service technicians will inspect your vehicle and give you that extra peace of mind while on the road. United Toyota, located on Highway 86 between Imperial and El Centro. Shop us online at UnitedToyotaImperial.com.
Grown-ups devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Take responsibility for your family's future and get your estate in order. Call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen, attorneys at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a consultation today. Visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Back on Chamber Chatter on 560 KVLU, brought to you by the Yuma Crossing National Heritage Area. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And I didn't introduce Ross earlier, but he, of course, is here. I know everybody's heard him. He makes his presence known, so it's great.
Just try to keep it moving.
Yeah, I know. We're switching gears, and we are fortunate to have Adrian Elder from Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management with us this morning. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
You look great.
As
and
usual.
I can't see you, but it looks like you could have come into a TV studio this morning.
I need my shake. I had the gym this morning.
Got it. So tell me a little bit about Yuma Investment Group and what exactly you do.
Yeah, so I'm one of the partners at Yuma Investment Group. I'm a financial planner, investments, all type of different things. We've been in town for about 20 years now. Actually, this is our 20th anniversary. We're going to make a pretty big splash at our 20th anniversary spectacular, which is our chamber mixer here coming up, I believe, in September. We focus on things, like I said, like financial planning, investment management. Rollovers are a big thing for us. We do a lot of rollovers here in town. We are one of the larger financial firms. We manage about $350 million at this point, so that makes us a pretty big firm. We have three advisors. We got about 12 support staff. Oh, I'm sorry, four advisors, 12 support staff. So we've always got somebody there to answer questions. We have a social security expert on staff. We have CFPs, CFAs, estate planning attorneys. We recently got the ability to actually produce estate planning documents, so we can do wills, trusts, things like that now. That just came on board this week, actually, so that's kind of neat, big announcement there. But yeah, that's our focus, is helping people in the local community, business owners, families, grow, protect their wealth, make sure that, you know, again, they're making smart decisions. People don't get a lot of education when it comes to financial stuff. You know, you have to take certain classes in high school. You have to take civics. It's important to know why we fought the War of 1812, but it's not important to know how to balance a checkbook, right? And so most people don't know how to do that. With a lot of jobs nowadays going a different direction, I mean, the first thing that most companies are cutting nowadays are things like pensions. And so it used to be, you could have a single family income and have two cars and a house and go on family vacations and retire comfortably. Nowadays, I mean, even with both spouses working, it's very difficult. You know, there's most people, when you ask them about their financial future, say really anxious about it. I don't think I'm ready. Which is really funny sometimes, because some of the people that are anxious about it are super well prepared. But that's part of what we do, is we give them the peace of mind. We say, look, you know, you're doing all the right things. You're working for companies that do provide pensions. You're working for companies that provide a 401k match. You need to put in X amount and you'll get to your goal, right? Or if you work for a company that doesn't offer those things, here's some alternatives. Here's some way that you can get prepared for retirement without having to tighten the belt so much that life becomes unlivable.
Well, and I was just thinking about that, because I hear wealth management and I think, oh, I'm not wealthy. So does that, but that's probably even more important to me, to reach out to somebody like you and Yuma Investment Group to make sure that I am prepared to retire, or, you know, a day when I can no longer work.
Yeah, that's a big reason that we've grown as much as we are. And we're actually in the process of bringing on a couple more advisors right now, is that, you know, it'd be nice. Tom and I would love to take everybody and everybody and make sure that we can help anybody that's out there. But there's only so many hours in a day, right? But when you do have, you know, a one-person shop and there's, you know, one advisor, one assistant, they are very limited to the number of people that they can bring on.
Mm-hmm.
That's one nice part about us, is that, you know, again, we've got an advisor to fit any household, right? And so it's not just one of those things.
You threw out a couple acronyms. I'm just... CSA, CFPs, what is that?
So we have CFPs on staff. So those are certified financial planners. I'm actually in the program right now, so by next year I'll have that. That's a pretty high designation. It's not necessary to do financial planning, right? Anybody can do financial planning, really. I mean, it's a program that we plug information into. It's a certification more than anything. Whereas a CPA, that's a certified public accountant, right? And so that's a big deal. If our clients have tax questions, we would always prefer that our clients work with a local CPA, because we don't want to do your taxes. That's the big thing. We don't want to do your taxes. It's not efficient or effective for us to do them. Could we? Yes. Do we want to do that? No. We want you to work with a local CPA that we can work hand-in-hand with. And we do. We work hand-in-hand with every CPA in Yuma because, again, a lot of decisions when it comes to an investment standpoint are really tax-based, right? So can I do this? Well, it's up to the IRS tax code. You can or you cannot, right? And so, but what we provide with our CPAs is that ability to ask those questions and again, to coordinate the estate planning attorneys in our back office that so here's the issue, right? Now, I'll give you one. I have a client who, dad was passing away, right? And what he wanted to do was he wanted to make sure that the house didn't go to probate. So mm-hmm. they wanted to do a quick deed real quick and get the house, you know, under his name so that would be, you know, it would prevent it from going to probate. Well, the downside to that is if he were to do that, let's say the house was worth $100,000 when the dad bought it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now it's worth $200,000. If he jumps on the deed to the house, well, he just brought on that capital gain with him. So when he inherits it, he's going to owe capital gains on $100,000, whereas if he just inherits it, he'll get a stepped-up basis to where he inherits the house at $200,000 and owes nothing in capital gains.
But he's not really inheriting it. If it does quick deed, it's his property.
Right, and that's the point.
It's right there. It's his. There's no inheritance.
The average person doesn't understand that. And what's really nice for us is that when you can send, we email our CPAs and our financial estate planners, and we say, here's what this client is looking to do, right? And we CC the client on the email. And then they get together as a team, they look at the situation, and they say, here's the best advice for this person, right? And they reply, and their response obviously was just what Russ said. Don't do that,
no,
right?
No.
Don't do that. That's not a good idea. He's going to pass away. You're the only heir to the house. Just inherit it. Go ahead and inherit it, and you'll get the stepped-up basis on it. For some reason, when you're hearing it from a CPA, it's like the God's honest truth, right? there's no better person to tell you that than somebody who does taxes for a living. And
mm-hmm.
so while we are experts at what we do, it's nice that I don't know everything, and any financial planner that tells you they know everything is simply not telling the truth. Right. But I don't need to know everything because I've got, if you've got a Social Security question, I send you over to Joanne. We run a full Social Security spectrum. I'd put Crystal against just about anybody at the Social Security Administration. She is brilliant when it comes to that stuff.
Stay
with Joanne.
I'm going to go challenge her.
Joanne just got her CHFC, so she's now a chartered financial consultant. That's a pretty big deal. That's a CFP equivalent. So we can send you to that expert, and you don't have to go across town. You walk two offices over, right? Mm. You never even walk out the front door. You just go from my office to another office, full Social Security analysis. Again, we can incorporate all these experts, so if I don't have the answer, I've got somebody on staff that does, which is really nice. So I like to think of myself more as like the quarterback, right? Yes, I might be a little bit more of the coordinator of it, but I don't have to know everything. That's why I'm...
But you're also like an air traffic controller. You're seeing all the movement, and you're knowing that your customers are being taken care of, that they're checking out the things they need to check.
Absolutely, yeah. And the biggest thing, too, is that, you know, a lot of these things, and one of the big ones is Roth IRA contributions. There is only a certain amount that you can make and be eligible to make Roth IRA contributions. It's not that much. Mm. You phase out of it very quickly. And most people don't know that. But guess what? Is the Roth IRA going to stop you from putting the money in? Nope. Right?
Ooh.
So here's what happens is you got a job, right? Your husband's got a job. Making good money, you're putting money into a Roth IRA.
Not taking the deductions.
Not realizing it, right? If you're working with TurboTax or something like that, or a CPA or a tax preparer that isn't asking the right questions, and they don't ask you, did you put money in a Roth IRA, right? That's kind of the catch-all question. Or you don't respond appropriately, and you're like, oh, I don't remember if I did or not. No, right? A couple years goes by. Not only do you have to withdraw all that money out of it, you have to take out everything, every one of those dollars earned on top of it. There could be penalties and taxes that apply. Mm. So making sure that the whole system works first, right? Check, ask first, right? Ask, can I do this before you do it? Don't do it and hope for the best. The penalty is 6% a year.
Ouch.
Ouch, yeah.
Per year.
But I asked Uncle Joe.
You asked Uncle Joe, right? I jokingly say I run a federal retirement seminar, and I jokingly call it the things you didn't learn in the break room.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
That's where the majority of people get their information. I can't. It blows my mind that you know, hey, I got this guy at my office, and he knows everything there is to know about finance. No, he's just the loudest guy in the room, right? And that tends to be the case. He comes off as an expert because he speaks with authority, right? And it doesn't mean that he is, and it's important to ask those experts. It's important to say, hey, should this go into my trust, right? Or is this going to be a tax ramification if I do this? But ask it in advance. Don't do it and then find out after the fact that it was a big problem. So there's a lot of those things that we run into.
Let me ask you. You're an expert. You work with this all the time. When you do your personal stuff, do you run it by anybody just to double check?
Absolutely.
See?
Yeah.
See, and that's amazing because you work in it all day. You claim, I don't know everything because I'm going to check and I don't know that.
Yeah.
But yet the guy that goes to the break room thinks, well, this guy knows everything. He's just going to follow it.
Yep.
There's too much to know.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an insane amount. And what I always say is there's two things that really, in the end, clients pay us for. To take the emotion out of the equation and to stay disciplined. The hardest thing to do when you're dealing with your own money, right, is to take the emotion out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
When something like March of last year happens and everything goes to the old proverbial hell in a handbasket, I don't think most people have the wherewithal to say, whoa, this isn't going to go all the way to zero, right? I got to figure out what to do. And you can make a horrible mistake. I mean, so when we think about that one situation, March of 2020 was the worst, one of the worst statistically months in the history of the market.
As far as the percentage drop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was major. And people don't realize. I mean, that was really very close to worst-case scenario. But if you had bailed and pulled the money out and not stayed disciplined, you missed out on April, the best month since 1984.
Right.
It turned around on a dime.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it was going to take years. It took, like, a couple days.
Really. Absolutely, right? I mean, within 2 weeks, almost 80% of the loss had been recovered.
Yeah.
And so if you bailed, you ate a 20% loss and just locked it in, right? And so you have to stay disciplined. What I will say, though, about our clients that I think is you know, a semi-pat on our back for the teaching methods that we use, in total, I counted. I had a tally sheet because this was crazy, right? I mean, I remember 08, 09. I was an advisor back then with a different company. But I kept a tally sheet, and I had six people in total that called me in a panic. Six.
That's it?
Out of 1,500 households.
Wow.
Right? I had six that called me in a panic. How many called me wanting to say, is this time to put more money in? 36.
Seriously?
Wow.
36.
Oh, you've trained them well.
And yeah. They're right, right? What's the oldest axiom in investing? Buy low, sell high. Right?
That's not where
when
emotions are.
When the market's at 11,000, that's the time to buy. That's where your emotion comes out of it, your discipline comes into it, and you make smart decisions. And one of the great things about being local is you can run into us anywhere, right? I had a guy that ran into me at Albertson and said, hey, you know, I got a couple hundred thousand in G Fund right now, which is the super, super ultra safe, I mean, guaranteed account with the federal government. Is it time to move it back in? And I said, well, that's a comfort level thing for you, right? You don't have to do it all today. You could do a quarter today, a quarter next week or whatever, or you could do half today, a half next week, half this month, half next month. He went home and just moved it all and put it all from G Fund to C Fund. Not my recommendation by any means, right. But that's what he did. But having that conversation gave him a little feel good that, hey, this is going to recover type thing. And, I mean, if you look at what C Fund did between early April of last year and the end of the year last year, that worked out real well.
It did work out.
So, yeah, tremendously. I wish I had taken the same initiative that day that he did. But, you know, again, in the grand scheme of things, it's really important to have somebody to bounce all those questions.
We need to take a break. Before we do, Sue from My Talent, the blood drive, text me and said the YRMC blood drive is in the administration building, not the main campus.
Mm.
It's at 2400 South Avenue A. You'll like that a lot. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. And with that, we better take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Hope lives here in California. But during these challenging times, we could all use a little extra support. Visit calhope.org for free COVID-19 emotional support resources or call our warm line at 1-833-317-4673.
United Kia wants to buy your vehicle, and we'll pay you top dollar for it. We'll buy your car even if you don't buy from us. Don't wait and miss this great opportunity to sell your car for more than it's worth. Bring your car to United Kia on Highway 86 at Ayton Road for a quick appraisal and drive home in your new ride or with a heavier wallet. United Kia will buy your car. Visit UnitedKiaImperial.com today.
Labor is a two-way street. First, it's earned. Second, it's paid. In the air conditioning business, it just went up 10% again. I tell my techs, let homeowners know about the York factory parts and labor warranties. An out-of-warranty AC part costs many times more than yesterday's AC parts did. Ask your AC tech about our York extended factory labor warranties.
Give Air Central a call or just log on to acyuma.com.
In-person shopping is back. There's been a pent-up demand for many to re-engage with their favorite stores, their favorite businesses, and their favorite services. Is your business messaging the market in such a way as to inform our marketplace where you are, what you sell, and how to do business with you? Many are re-establishing habits for our new future. Will your business be part of that new wave? Learn to craft your message to resonate with Yuma area consumers at yumaadvertising.com.
Back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I am Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And before we get back to Adrian and all the great information he has about investing and money management, I have a couple of announcements to make. We do have our, we're going back to in-person mixers, and our first one is coming up on July 28th at the airport. Registration is open. We also are going back to our monthly Good Morning Yumas, and registration is open for our August one of those. And I will mention we are going to have a great time on October 27th. I looked it up. out at Yuma Investment Group. So excited about going there for their mixer. So with that, I'm going to take it back to Adrian Elder from Yuma Investment Group.
Yeah, I probably should have known that.
It's all good.
You know, that's the thing is I'm a big fan of letting the expert do the expert's job, right? And when it comes to running an event in our office, I am not the expert, right? That's a Kayla job. Kayla's really good at
I'm
that.
I'm sure Kayla would have known it off the top
Kayla
of her head.
Kayla and Sandy, yeah. Yep. She would have known it for sure.
You don't know everything yet?
No, by any means.
I'm going to tell your wife. You know, she'll be surprised.
Hey, she knows. She knows as much as anybody else. So one of the things I wanted to come on and discuss, you know, again, we jokingly are designation hunters, right? We're trying to go out and make sure that we're the experts in any areas that we can be. One of the ones that I went and got, and it's funny because I'm staring at a U.S. Border Patrol emblem right now, I went out and got my FRC, which is a federal retirement consultant. Probably, honestly, the hardest test I ever took in my whole life. I had to memorize the amortization tables for FERS, Federal Employee Retirement System, CSRS, CSRS Offset, all kinds of other things. There's only 18 of us nationwide. And the funny thing about it is 16 of them are in Florida. Don't ask me why, but they are. So
weather?
Yeah.
So it's a pretty big deal. It was something that the thing is that we have a lot of federal employees here locally between MCAS, YPG, the Border Patrol, and so many others that are out there. And it's really important to understand that there's a lot of intricacies to that. I'll give you one of the best examples. Border Patrol agent retiring a few years ago came to me and said, hey, you know, this is what I'm going to get for my pension. So we plugged it in, and things looked a little tight as far as the financial plan goes. Well, it turns out there's a completely separate calculation for law enforcement officers. They actually get more out of FERS pension than, say, the average worker does, right? Same goes for, like, air traffic controllers. Their calculation is different than everybody else's calculation, whereas when it comes to Social Security, my calculation, Russ's calculation, Kimberly's calculation, they're all the same calculation, mm-hmm. right? Guys do get a little bit more than women because we're expected to live less, but that's neither here
really,
nor there.
They calculate that in?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, gender is a part of it. And so, I mean, when women are living to be 105, they got to pay them longer, right? And so they got to take that into the equation. Guys, we don't tend to survive the heart attack, the stroke, things like that. Once we're done, we're done. But when all's really said and done, it just felt really important. I noticed that more and more, the clients that I liked to work with were the federal people. They were the ones that understand the value of a dollar. They understand that what we do for them is very important, and that we give them the what I call head on the pillow factor. You know, they sleep better at night. I've got one guy that always says, I just need my dose of Adrian, right? Once every 6 months, he needs to come in and he needs me to tell him he's never going to have to work again, right? And that's all there is to it, right? Because every in between that time frame, he loses that and he thinks, yeah, man, I don't have enough. I'm you know, we're not covering our expenses and things like that. There is plenty there. You're perfectly fine. You're going to be fine. Do the things you want to do. Don't buy a yacht, right? That's going to kill you. But live within reason. Do the things you're doing right now, and you'll be just fine. But we set up these federal retirement seminars. We actually have one coming up at the library tomorrow evening. And so if you want to call our office, 928-329-1700, you can go to our website, register for that. There is limited seating because the library is keeping a capacity limit, so we have to be careful not to go over that. But yeah, again, that's the whole point. We're going to talk about all the different federal pensions. We're going to talk about thrift savings plan. How to coordinate those things to get the best result. We're really looking at people that, you know, again, are very near retirement and haven't had that conversation with OPM. Or Office of Personnel Management, you know, or maybe 5 years out. People don't realize that you can't wait till the last minute to do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're 20 years out, 10 years out, there's still valuable information. Things are going to change drastically when it comes to the federal stuff. They're moving to the blended retirement system currently. But, you know, again, there's never a better time to plan than today. The closer you are to it, the more desperate the need becomes. And so it's really important to make sure that you've got those I's dotted and those T's crossed. We give you a workbook. We run a full financial plan for our federal employees without any cost, right? So they come in, they can run a full financial plan. If at the end of it they don't like what we did, no cost to them, right? If they like what we did and we end up working with them, then there can be some cost to that. But we are a fiduciary, which is very, very important in our world. So we are held to a different standard, and we always have to do what's in our client's best interest. We don't charge commissions. We don't charge any trade fees or anything like that. So, you know, when we work with people, if we make a change in your account, we're making it because it's good for you, not because it's good for us. It's never a situation where we have to have that conflict of interest. So we look forward to having everybody at it. I don't know if you guys have any questions on what we're going to talk about or how it's going to entail. Should last about an hour, kind of easy in and out type thing. Unfortunately, again, we usually feed and give drinks and stuff like that, mm-hmm. but with all the restrictions, we can't do that either.
Oh,
so,
really?
There's yeah, it's kind of just a bang, bang, in and out kind of, you know, we try to make it as easy on you guys as we can.
Are you doing it virtually at all? Is it going to be streamed?
We did it virtually for a while. Excuse me. We did it virtually for about 4 months or so. It wasn't the easiest. It was hard for people to ask questions and things mm-hmm. like that. If we felt there was a need to keep doing it virtually, we would. But what we tended to find, and this is not, you know, this goes for our college planning seminar and our all of the other ones that we do, Social Security, retirement planning, all those. When we do them virtually, you can tell that the people aren't listening. Mm-hmm. We tend to get requests for the PowerPoint like over and over during it. It's like. So we'd rather do it locally with live, right, so that we can ask the questions. Because the thing is, the question you ask might help everybody mm-hmm. else in the room.
As a presenter, a lot of times you can look at the room and realize there's a question before they ask.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep. And so there was one, you know, I remember we did one virtual one. It wasn't the federal one, but it was a different one. And we got done with it, and we realized that, like, half the people in the room hadn't left. Because I don't think they were paying attention,
right.
you know, and so they didn't realize it was over. So I ended the meeting and they were all still in there. But yeah, we're going to try to get away from the virtual thing a little bit. It just wasn't something that seemed like there was a lot of people that wanted to do it. But we and plus, like you said, with in our world, trust is a big thing. Right. And it's very hard to tell if you trust someone over a computer. But, you know, that tends to be one of my better things is that I can tell you. You can tell pretty quickly that you can trust me when we're in person.
Correct. And you'll be able to get feedback just from facial expressions and everything else on what's going on, and that helps you modify your delivery.
Yeah. One of the things that I did was I put together what's called an advisory council. So I've got five people that are federal employees. Well, one is actually retired, Stan Gorley, who comes on with me yeah. on Money Talk all the time. He's the best. I mean, if you're a federal employee and you're not a member of NARF, it's the best $30 in the world you could ever spend every year. You should do it. There's no reason not to do it. Long story short, you know, I've got a Border Patrol agent. I've got a governmental